Dick and Milton before the break cleared up the Warrior Run Defenders War Eagle for us, which we appreciate. Also wanted to know how I got here. Didn't say whether he liked it or not.
That's an excellent point.
And now Dick never did say, well, hey, this is really great. We like having him on. We're like, how do we end up with you in the afternoon?
Although if you listen to the tone, it's like, how did you get here? maybe that was that was what we missed, was the tone.
He's wondering why this isn't a statewide show. All right. So let's discuss how did I get here? Because all I did when we started the show was just launch into the show. You know, because I just feel if you start something, instead of making such a big deal about the start, you act like you've been there for a while and people get used to it. All right. But I have known the great people at WKOK and Sunbury Broadcasting for a long time. You know, Roger, Drew, Kevin. I've known Kevin, you and I go back at least, a dozen years, right?
Somebody was asking me that the other day. He said, how long have you worked together? I said, well, we technically hadn't worked together officially, but we've known each other for about a decade or more.
Yeah, so it's about a dozen years. You know, and I make an annual appearance every year to take questions from the advertisers and other people that are in the Susquehanna Valley. Do that every August. Always have a great time with that. And developed not just a good relationship, but a great relationship with everybody there. Mark Lawrence, Mark and I, you know, we do interviews together all the time and talk all the, you know, it's fabulous. You know, Allie Stevens, when Allie's needed something, you know, so I've known the people there for a long time. The opportunity arose at the end of November, and Roger and Drew wanted to talk to me about, you know, what do you think about doing a show on WKOK? And I was immediately intrigued because when you get into this business, as time goes and you get more experience in this business, you want to be around people that you respect and trust. Well, my respect and trust for Roger, for Drew Kelly, for Kevin Herr is off the charts. And so when it was proposed to me about doing this show, I said, well, gee, you know, let's talk about it. I would really be intrigued about being on, first of all, is a great station with a lot of range that cares deeply about its area and cares about Central Pennsylvania and cares about local sports and cares about Bucknell and really cares about Penn State. I thought, well, does that fit me? The answer was yes. Do the people fit me? The answer was absolutely yes. And this is before I even knew about Sarah Bartlett. So then we made it come to fruition. Now, have we talked at any point of taking this further beyond here, giving it maybe a more of a regional or statewide feel? Yes, we've had those talks, and maybe down the road we will take that. But when you have the combination of a great area, and the Susquehanna Valley is a great area. I don't care whether it's Milton, Sunbury, Danville, Shamokin, doesn't matter. Sealands Grove, fabulous area. Love sports. Fits me, fits my personality. And yet people that fit you, it's really an easy answer. Because I will be point blank with people. I actually do a show here in State College as well. A show that's earlier in the day for 2 hours. But this 2 hours to me has turned out to be as relaxing, energetic, has been, you know, everyone knows I love broadcasting the games. And that is, I mean, I love doing play-by-play. Love doing play-by-play of football, basketball, baseball, hockey. I love doing the play-by-play of that. I love that. But when it comes time to do something like this, this is the best situation I've ever been in, where I enjoy the people, I enjoy the callers, I enjoy the information, And I'm having more fun in this industry than I've ever had since I started doing this. Now, do we take it beyond this? Make it more regional? Do we think about going statewide? It's one thing about you when you work for the people at Sunbury Broadcasting, they think big. Is it something down the road? Possibly. But this turned out to be a great fit for me with great people. And I hope that I'm doing my part and you're enjoying it so far. So, and then when the opportunity then came up, you know, to have somebody else on the other side, I may kid about Kevin all the time. It's just part of the show. But my respect for him, my friendship for him is genuine. And has been for a long time. I think he's a fabulous broadcaster. He adds so much to the show. And to me, that made it a real winner for me when he got in contact with me one day and he said, what do you think about, you know, they've talked to me about joining the show. That was the clincher for me. As soon as he got on board, I thought to myself, this has a chance to be more fun than it should be. And I've had a blast with this so far. Now, do we take it beyond this and do something more regional, statewide? Well, that's something we could talk about down the road. But right now, this guy here is having a lot. And hopefully I can bring to you, you know, so far you've heard over the past few weeks, the Bill O'Briens, the Mac McWhorters, Craig Fitzgerald, Patrick Chambers, John Graham, Tim Frazier, Keith, there's been a long list of people that we've had on this show so far. Long list that I don't think people had access to listening to before. That's where I have to come through and make sure that I uphold my end of the bargain there to give you people in the area that you would not normally get a chance to hear from. You know, Will Tiemann, the Michigan State broadcaster, Gary Dolphin, the Iowa broadcaster, Paul Keels from Ohio State, that we can do something like that. We're going to try and get Joe Lunardi on the show. We're going to get Dick Girardi on the show. Jack Ham is going to be a part of the show, especially when we get to the fall. We'll have a segment on with Jack every week. So hopefully I'm upholding my end of it. As Dick and Milton called, he asked, how did you get here? Didn't say whether you liked it or not.
He just wants to know how you got here.
He wants to know how I got here. How did you end up here?
And, you know, from our side of things, what we had talked about many times was there's a lot of places you can talk sports, including here with Fox Sports Radio at night or on weekend, but you can't talk localized stuff, statewide stuff. I mean, you can always talk Phillies, you can always talk baseball, you can always talk MLB, or I'm sorry, NBA, but not always about your teams, and you always have a tough time trying to get into those national talk shows to get your opinion across, and that's what this is about. We love the fact that people want to call in and share their thoughts, and, you know, as we were saying during the break, sometimes the craziest question usually comes from me, but the craziest question sparks a conversation, and Warrior Run was one of them. How did the Defender come about? You know, that's what makes this show so much fun for me as well.
And brought out by the fact that Charlie Fisher, Warrior Run's own, is now the quarterback coach here, and we will get Charlie Fisher on the show here. And that's something where it would be one of those things I'm sure gone by. I said, boy, we'd love to get him. I don't know if we can get him or not, whatever. Right. Well, now we know we're going to get him because I'll be able to go over and get him. Do I try to uphold my end of things?